restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
I'm former Major League pitcher Andy Pettitte. I teamed up with Tunnel to Towers after seeing their life-changing work with military and first responder families. Now we're expanding our mission to help veterans struggling with homelessness. We want to help them rebuild their lives not only by giving them a home, but by providing the services they need. Please join me in donating at T2T.org.
My name is Wally Joyner. I was a first baseman for the Angels, Padres, Royals, and Braves. I give the Tunnel to Towers because of what they provide for the veterans, the military, the first responders, the police, the firemen who go out and put their lives in danger for our freedoms. I think it's an incredible charity, an incredible foundation. Their goals of helping the families that protect us. I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families with young children. Never forget.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Sunday edition of the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Hotel Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital at the South Point Studios and the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show and also all of the other platforms that we have, like our local radio station here. We have a local anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM, that will be broadcasting the Ram games today in the NFL. And, of course, all of our other platforms that include our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, your iPhone, Android apps. You can get your apps at your app store. The KSHP app, of course, will get you listening to us through the radio station. And the YouTube app will get you watching and listening to us over the YouTube app. And from here, from the studios. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever. Welcome to the Race Day Show for this Sunday as we wrap up an interesting weekend of racing, and as far as that concerned, football too. Real quick, here in Las Vegas, our weather is 79 degrees. 79 degrees outside right now. We're in a little bit of a heat wave. Believe it or not, we get excessive heat warnings until Tuesday now. We're going to get up to 106 today here in Vegas. So, again, I keep telling everybody to stay hydrated. Keep the pets and the kids in the yard for a very limited time. Don't let them stay out there too long. And check on the elderly and the folks who can't really handle the warm weather, the hot weather. It's going to be hot out there for the next couple of days here. I thought we were heading into fall. It was great. Weather was great last week. But now we got a little pocket of heat that'll be over the southwest for a few days, looking ahead until about the weekend, really. But the excessive heat warning goes until Tuesday night. And that's the weather here. But now we got the weather around the country. And as far as the weather around the country is concerned, that remnants of the tornado Helene is still making its way up and through the Midwest and on up to the East Coast as well. If you saw the racing yesterday at Aqueduct, you knew it was a miserable day of racing there. The track was sloppy, and the turf course, when they used it for the stakes races, was yielding, etc. Well, today, here's the deal today at Belmont at Aqueduct. They have already said all the races are off the turf. Okay, so those races are off the turf, and if I'll take a look here. I believe that it is the Aqueduct's third race off the turf, fifth race off the turf, sixth race off the turf, ninth race off the turf. Now, the eighth race was the Grade 2 Miss Grillo for two-year-old fillies on the inner turf course at a mile and 1/16. This was a Breeders' Cup win-in-your-in race, okay? They have decided to postpone the race completely. So the Miss Grillo will now be run next Sunday. Okay, that'll leave a vacancy in the sequence of the races from the seventh to the ninth race. No eighth race today at Belmont at Aqueduct. They have moved the Miss Grillo, that stakes race, to next Sunday. As a result of that, there will be no late pick four, no late pick five, and no pick six. Why no pick six, I say? Because there was a carryover from yesterday at Aqueduct going into today for the pick six. Ain't going to happen today. That carryover will move to next week. The next racing day, of course, will be Thursday at Belmont at Aqueduct. That's when the carryover will be. So the carryover goes over to next Thursday. No Miss Grillo Stakes today at Aqueduct because the weather just ain't good there right now. All right, so they canceled the Miss Grillo. Another big news item on the show today is the fact that Dornach has been retired. He suffered a bone bruise in a workout in training. So Dornach, one of the key horses for the Breeders' Cup Classic, has immediately been retired. He will not run. Dornach is now out. Dornach's been knocked out with a bone bruise. Those two major big stories on today's Race Day show. Of course, we're looking at all of the fantastic racing that happened yesterday at around the country between Santa Anita's California Crown Day, Aqueduct's racing there, even with the off track, etc. But before we get to that, I want to remind you on today. Today, not only, of course, Belmont at Aqueduct, the Miss Grillo has been canceled, but the centerpiece of racing attraction will be at Remington Park, believe it or not, today. Remington Park has eight stakes races going on at its racetrack, highlighted by the Remington Park Oaks and the Oklahoma Derby, where a couple of Southern California shippers are going in there. EJ won the cup for Doug O'Neill, will be ridden by Mike Smith, who had a banner day yesterday at Santa Anita. He'll be there to ride EJ won the cup in the Oklahoma Derby, which will be at Remington Park. And, of course, there'll still be a Grade 2 stakes race at Aqueduct, but the Miss Grillo has been canceled. Okay, let's take a look at what happened yesterday around the country. First of all, Santa Anita published the fact that they had 21,812 people on track yesterday for the California Crown Day of Racing. It was all that big celebrity Hollywood type of stuff. I can only tell you that between the Eddie D Stakes, the eighth race, and the ninth race, the big $1 million California Crown feature, they had a big concert that was going on in the grandstand in front of the crowd at the racetrack. Something highly unusual, but it was big. You know, it was Celebrity Day out at the racetrack. Our celebrities, however, were on the track, either equine or human, riding the horses. So we'll leave it at that. But yesterday at Santa Anita, Luan Machado, riding at Santa Anita yesterday for a mount in one of the stakes races, picked up a mount in the first race at Santa Anita for Peter Miller and won that race. So Luan Machado wins his first race riding at Santa Anita yesterday, paying $22.80 to kick off the day's racing. Bob Baffert, Flavian Pratt got together for the second race, a two-year-old maiden race. Kaylee Bay, Kalia Bay wins easy, pays $2.60. What else is new? Then you've got Baffert and Juan Hernandez connecting in the fourth race with Cornell. Baffert's second win of the day. That horse paid $6 even. Then we get to the stakes races. The Unzip Me Stakes was the first of the five stakes races yesterday at Santa Anita. 6.5 furlongs on the turf. The winner there was Tupi. Tupi was shipping in. Last raced at Saratoga, Tupi came in for Grand Motion under Flavian Pratt and went gate to wire down the hill at Santa Anita. Pratt's second win of the day, $4 even was the Wynn Mutual there as the betting favorite. And then we get to the John Henry Turf at 1.25 miles on the turf course. In this race, Abel Cedillo takes Cabo Spirit to the front and runs pedestrian-type pace with a full field behind him. He rattled off very slow fractions throughout the race. But when they turned into the stretch for the last time, Cedillo uncorked Cabo Spirit, and although there was a fleet of horses coming at him, he managed to stay the course and win the race in a cavalry charge. Cabo Spirit goes gate to wire at 1.25 miles on a fast turf course at Santa Anita. A great rationed ride by Abel Cedillo got it done for trainer George Papapodromo. That was George Papapodromo, a winner. Cabo Spirit paid $51.20 for the upset. There goes Harvard, finished second. Masterpiece was third in the race. A great job of rationing the speed on that long shot, Cabo Spirit by Abel Cedillo. Then we get to the Eddie D Stakes down the hill again at 6.5 furlongs. The winner there was First Piece with a Hall of Fame ride by the All Hall of Fame rider Mike Smith. He was down on the inside. They crossed the main track. He stayed down on the inside. There was a little crease that opened up. He moved in that little crease. It got tight, but he squeezed through, and First Piece squeezed through out of the cavalry charge of other horses, got through, and won the race with a great ride by Mike Smith, staying on the rail to do it. First Piece, which, of course, Jonathan Ardoon's official pick on the show. He was 3-1 going into the starting gate. I was watching the odds. 3-1 going into the starting gate. When he hit the wire, they showed the closing odds. The closing odds was 9-5. Really? So he pays $5.80 to win. Mark Glatt's second win of the day. First Piece outruns Air Force Red and King of Gosford, who finished third. Then after the big concert that lasted, I think, about 20 minutes or so, maybe 30, we get to the main event, the California Crown, $1 million Breeders' Cup winning you're in. In this race, Flavian Pratt takes one of the Baffert trainees, National Treasure, to the lead, as expected. And down the backstretch, Subsanzador was running close in that second flight, along with Muth and Katona. They were all attending the early pace behind National Treasure. They turned for home, and National Treasure just gave it up. Subsanzador was battling in the lead there, along with Katona, and then here comes Newgate, and then Subsanzador, National Treasure, and Newgate came to the wire together in a three-horse driving finish between horses. Subsanzador gets it Mike Smith's second win of the day and another Hall of Fame ride between horses, Subsantador, for Dick Mandela wins the California Crown, paying $14.20. National Treasure on the inside finished second in a very close second-place photo with Newgate, who was third. Three horses hit the wire together in a dramatic finish in the California Crown. And then in the City of Hope, the last race on the card, a Breeders' Cup winning you're in at a mile on the turf. That winner was the favorite, Johannes, who wins again. This horse has got to be the best miler in America today as far as the grass course is concerned. Johannes, John Lendo, of course, liked this horse on the show. Johannes with Umberto Rispoli pays $3.60 as the favorite for trainer Tim Yachtin. Finishing second was Almendares, and third was Conclude. Pick six on California Crown Day paid $19,652.60. It was a heck of a day on the racetrack for Santa Anita yesterday. Aqueduct, miserable weather all day long. Rain, slop, etc. So they get to the Woodward Stakes. That was the fourth race on the card. The track was then called Muddy and Sealed. The winner there was Tappet Trice. Tappet Trice ran down Skippy Longstocking, who looked like he had the win at the 16th pole. But Tappet Trice, Dylan Davis kept going at him and going at him. And Tappet Trice gets up to win the Woodward, paying $6.80 in the mud. Skippy Longstocking was second. Croupy was third. Todd Pletcher, trainer Todd Pletcher, finishes first and third in the Muddy Woodward yesterday. And then as the rain came down, we had the Hirsch Turf Classic at a mile and a half. They kept it on the turf. The turf course started out the day in good condition. By the time they got to this race, they labeled the turf course yielding. The winner there was Fairbridge, who rolled up the rail under Joel Rosario for trainer Christophe Clement. Fairbridge wins, paying $7.90. Outrunning Warlike Goddess, who finished second, and Silver Knot, who finished third in that race. And then we get to the Vosburgh. Seven furlongs, another Breeders' Cup winning you're in. And Mufasa takes the lead at the start, just loved the off-going and went gate to wire with no problem. Mufasa, Ired Ortiz Jr. for Ignatius Correas wins and pays $5.20 as the favorite there. Scotland to finish second. Dean Delivers was third in the Vosburgh. And then finally in the Pilgrim on the outer turf course, the yielding outer turf course for two-year-olds. This also a Breeders' Cup winning in. The winner there was Zulu Kingdom. The race favorite, Joel Rosario, winning his second race of the day for trainer Chad Brown, and pays $3.70 in the race. Finishing in the second was Noble Confessor. Third in the race was Early Adopter. You got to look at the replay of this race. Early Adopter just was cut off in mid-stretch and recovered to finish third, beating the horse that nearly knocked him down in the middle of the stretch anyhow. Early Adopter, I think, should go on a horses to watch list. That was really a fantastic recovery in mid-stretch to finish third in that race. Zulu Kingdom, however, wins the Pilgrim with a clean trip. Nobody had the pick six yesterday at Aqueduct, and nobody will have it today because they're not offering it today. The carryover goes to Thursday. Five out of six paid $822.50. Finally, at Churchill Downs, you had a couple of stakes races there. The Lucas Classic was won by Hit Show, Brad Cox and Florent Garou, paying $8.56, outrunning Cookie Creek and Rattle and Roll. And in the Breeders' Cup winning you're in, Ack at a mile. The winner there was Three Technique. Rafael Bejarano getting his second win of the day for Jason Cook, paying $12.58, outrunning Tumbarumba and Cagliostro, who finished third in the race. Woodbine, the Durham Cup, was won by Dressen Row with Ryan Munger aboard, paying $22.50. Prairie Meadows had a whole bunch of stakes races, but their Iowa Breeders' Oaks was won by She's a Wild Storm, paying $13. And the Iowa Breeders' Derby was won by Tee Off Time, paying $3.60. And, of course, we got the Oklahoma Derby today at Remington Park. Not a Breeders. It is an open race, Southern California shipper. EJ won the cup there for O'Neill and Smith. All right, you got all of that out of the way. Now it's time to get to our handicappers. We'll take our first break when we come back. Your racing menu for today, and then we're off with Jonathan, Richie, Jerry, and John. And I do want to apologize to Jerry for the cutting him off yesterday on the show, but we do have computers that will cut us off anyhow. Apologies to him. We'll give him enough time today, though. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, time to get started with our racing menu. Again, as far as the weather is concerned around the country, you got all that action with a lot of rain between Indiana, Ohio, going up through Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey, etc. But the rest of the country looks pretty clear. And as far as the temperatures are concerned, Miami 89, New York 67 with rain. You've got Chicago at 73. Phoenix, Arizona, again, the hot spot in the nation, 111 degrees. Here in Las Vegas, as I say, we're going to get to 106. And down in Los Angeles, where Santa Anita's at, 82 degrees. So let's get started with the racing menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers, and racetracks around the country. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post-time broadcast on the show each and every day. Reflect that at the Pacific time zone. If you're here in Las Vegas, going to play the races here, maybe at the South Point, right behind us in the racebook. These will be the first post times. Otherwise, if you're in another time zone around the world, adjust to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. And here we go with the menu for today. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has a small carryover going on, the Pick 6 jackpot of $2,889. They've got 10 races today at Laurel and a first post time of 9:25 at Laurel today. Churchill Downs, it's closing day today at Churchill. They'll open up the fall meeting at Keeneland on Friday. Closing day means mandatory payoffs on everything at Churchill Downs. Remember that. They got 10 races today at Churchill. First post time is at 9:45. 9:45 at Churchill, and again, mandatory payoffs. Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $8,004. And that'll go today, obviously, as well. All right, Gulfstream Park is next. Gulfstream Park has a first post time for 10 races at 9:55. 9:55 at Gulfstream Park today. They have a super high five carryover there of $6,337. Of course, they had a mandatory payoff in the Pick 6 Rainbow. And so the first post time is at 9:55. 9:55 at Gulfstream. Belmont at Aqueduct. First post time is 10:05 at Belmont at Aqueduct. As we said on the open of the show at Belmont Park, Belmont at Aqueduct, I should say, the eighth race, the Miss Grillo for two-year-old fillies, will not be run today. It's rescheduled, postponed until next Sunday. A vacancy in the sequential bets in the pick six, pick four, late pick four, and late pick five constitute no late pick four, no pick five, and no late pick five, and no pick six today. They have been canceled, those races, because the eighth race has been postponed. We'll go from the seventh to the ninth races. So no carryover. Carryover in the pick six goes Thursday. That'll be $83,912. Nine races today at Belmont Aqueduct over an off track, and a first post time of 10:05. 10:05 there. Woodbine, they've got 10 races. The Breeders' Stakes is their ninth and featured. The $400,000 Breeders' Stakes at a mile and a half scheduled for the turf for three-year-olds. Woodbine's Super High Five carryover, Super High Five jackpot carryover, is $67,974. Their Pick Six jackpot carryover, $34,056. 10 races at Woodbine today. First post time again is at 10:10 at Woodbine. Hawthorne Racecourse has 9 races. They got a couple of stakes races today at Hawthorne. The Jean Elizabeth Stakes will be the 4th, and the Carey Memorial will be the 7th. Hawthorne's first post time for 9 races set at 12:10. 12:10 first post at Hawthorne today. And they've got a carryover in their Pick 5. This is a regular Pick 5, too. Carryover in the Pick 5 at Hawthorne, $5,368. First post time, 12:10. Then we have Remington Park. Remington Park, 10 races today. Of course, that's 8 stakes races. The Flashy Lady will be the 3rd. The Remington Green will be the 4th. The E.L. Gaylord Memorial will be the 5th. The Kip DeVille will be the 6th. The Ricks Memorial will be the 7th. The David M. Vance will be the 8th. And then the two big races of the day, the $200,000 Remington Oaks for three-year-old fillies at 1/16 is the 9th race on the card. Alpine Princess, the favorite there at 5-2 with Florent Guru aboard. And then the $400,000 Grade 3 Oklahoma Derby will be the 10th and final. 1/8, three-year-olds, 8 go to the post in this one. The favorite there at 5-2 is Most Wanted with Florent Guru. And, of course, EJ won the Cup 4-1 there with Mike Smith. Remington Park's first post time is at 1 o'clock this afternoon, 1 o'clock for their 10-race card. Santa Anita, after the California Crown Day. Yes, Virginia, there's more racing at Santa Anita. It is today, 10 races. Got a couple of nice stakes races. The $200,000 Grade 2 Zenyatta will be the 7th race on the card, where 6 go to the post. 8-5 favorite is Alpha Bella with Hector Barrios aboard there. And then you've got the 9th race, the Santa Anita Sprint Championship at 6 furlongs. 7 go to the post before scratches there. Fort Bragg is 8-5, straight no chasers, 9-5 for All Mankind is 2-1 in that race of a field of 7. 10 races today at Santa Anita and a first post time of 1 o'clock this afternoon. Fresno Fair at Northern California Racing Fairs at Fresno has 8 races. The $75,000 Harris Farms will be their stakes race today at Fresno. Their first post time is at 1:45. We wrap it up with Los Alamitos tonight. Los Al has 10 races, 3 thoroughbred, 3 mixed breed, 4 quarter horses make up their 10 race card at Los Al. They seed the pick 6 pot with 10 grand. So there's $10,000 sitting in the pick 6, the regular pick 6 at Los Alamitos tonight. First post time is at 5:45. That's your menu for today. Let's go to Jonathan Nardoon standing by. I know he's got something to say about what happened yesterday, if anything. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. What say you about any of the events that happened yesterday?
It was a crazy day of racing, coast to coast. It was fine, I guess. I don't know. New York was a mess. Churchill was a mess due to the weather. Santa Anita had a beautiful day, and they had some terrific performances. And 2 terrific rides by Mike Smith in the Eddie D and in the California Cup. You know, Baffert had 3 of the 6 horses in the race, and he didn't win. That's unusual, so...
And he had Mandela and Mike Smith sandwiched between them in a 3-horse driving photo finish. That was some race by Sub Sanzador, that's for sure. I do want to make one more mention that I didn't make during the recap. The second race yesterday at Aqueduct, the winner there was Shoot the Nickel, Katie Davis aboard at $15.80. It was the first start and became a first winner for trainer Adrian DeVoe, who I would imagine is related to Sherry DeVoe.
It's Sherry DeVoe's younger sister, and as a matter of fact, that horse was owned by Gold Square Stables, and that's who my son works for. They gave her a couple of horses that she'll be bringing down to Louisiana Downs, and that was her first start and her first win. So she's batting 1,000. That's pretty good.
Yes, and that's pretty good, getting your first starter a winner, and it happened on one of the big days there. So congratulations to her. I guess the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
I guess not, and Katie Davis gave that horse a terrific ride.
Now, of course, we have, Belmont at Aqueduct with taking the Miss Grillo out of the equation. Now we don't have any pick 6, late pick 5, late pick 4. I guess the computers aren't set up to actually do an audible like that, I guess.
Yeah, and not only that, the racing form and the programs and everything else was all printed in advance, so you're going to have to try to explain to people that you start a race early and jump over a race. So I guess they did the only thing they can do. I guess this is the new thing in racing. They started it in Saratoga, if you remember, Ralph. They kept postponing those stakes till the following week, and yep. 1 week they got so messed up because the rain never left, so they had to postpone it for 2 weeks, and I don't know if it's the right thing to do, but I guess it's better than running a three-horse field. And not only that, it's an important race because it's a win-and-you're-in race for the Breeders' Cup. So I guess they really had no choice.
Well, we had 20 races left that were Breeders' Cup win-and-you're-ins. Five of them ran yesterday. One has been postponed to next week. So really what we have left is 15 of them now. And a lot of them will be in the between what's left over at Santa Anita and Belmont at Aqueduct next week. And then for the most part, the rest of them will be a run at Keeneland during the first weekend and second weekend of racing. Or actually the first weekend, the first week of racing, they'll get those Breeders' Cup winning your ends there. And then we're set as far as that's concerned. You know, the Breeders' Cup, of course, everybody else can enter, but the horses that are getting in the winning for in races will be done.
Yeah, and we pointed out yesterday that it's getting close. You know, they're within 5 weeks. So how close do you want to run to get in? You know, if you get in a race 2 weeks out, what's the point? You're probably not going to run, or you're certainly not going to be ready to run for the most part. So, you know, I think that bringing those races too close to the Breeders' Cup, I think they should bring them out a little further. Really, the last win-and-you're-in race should never be less than 3 weeks or a month before the Breeders' Cup, but I just think it's counterproductive.
Well, we'll wait and see about that if they make any adjustments there. But like I said, the Miss Grillo will go next Sunday. Before we get started looking at the Oklahoma Derby at Remington Park, and by the way, that is not a winning you're in, but it's a big race, $400,000 there at Remington. And with the influx of shippers coming in there along with the local horses, it makes it interesting, certainly on a day like today. By the way, Chad Brown, who had three entered in the Miss Grillo today, is looking for his 10th win in that race. He'll have to wait till next week to see if his trio can do it in the Miss Grillo. That's a heck of a record. But then Chad Brown has a lot of records there, especially on the turf in New York, don't he?
Especially on the turf, like you said. As far as the Remington Derby is concerned, Ralph, it's an interesting race. You actually have three horses that last ran in Southern California. You have Indispensable, who was scratched yesterday from that California Cup. You have EJ Won the Cup, and you have Canada Gate, who is now in a new barn. He was previously with Bob Baffert, transferred to John Sadler. I guess he was privately purchased by Arona Stable. And then you have the Brad Cox horse in there, Most Wanted, who is 3 for 3 lifetime, but today he's stretching out to 1 1/8. The distance may be a question. Out of the California horses, I think EJ Won the Cup is the best out of those three. He's an improving horse for Doug O'Neill, and he's traveled all over the world. He runs everywhere, takes his race with him, doesn't need a racetrack, always shows up. And Mike Smith, who we were talking about, is actually going to go to Oklahoma today to ride that race.
Well, I will say this, from the rail out quickly, Indispensable is the one horse. Relu Gutierrez aboard at 3-1. EJ Won the Cup will break from post 2 with Mike Smith at 4-1. Canada Gate, 8-1 on the morning line with Mr. Ayuso riding. So Mr. Ayuso, I guess, jumped on the plane with Mike Smith and Gutierrez to get there. Flat Hanby is one of the horses, local horses, with Weatherby aboard. Then you got Dematic with Sean Elliott. You got the 6 Most Wanted at 5-2, which is the morning line favorite with Florent Guru. Mina is a long shot there, 20-1, and Society Man is at 6-1 with Corey Lannery, who's coming in to ride as well. The Most Wanted, what about that horse?
Well, again, he's 3 for 3. He's going to stretch out to 1 1/8 today for the first time. All those, his last two races, which were both run at 1 mile, were around 1 turn. Uh-huh. So he's stretching out. The whole question is if he could handle the distance. He's certainly a nice horse. He hasn't done anything wrong.
No.
But today he's going to get tested.
All right. That's the Oklahoma Derby. It's the 10th race on the card at Remington Park. 1 1/8. It is a grade three, and I'm just interested. I'm really curious to see if Mike Smith is going to really have a banner weekend by getting EJ won the Cup to win the Oklahoma Derby. He certainly put on two masterful rides yesterday.
Yeah, two really Hall of Fame rides from a Hall of Fame rider.
And by the way, Richard Mandela needs a lot of credit for doing a great job with Subsanzador as well.
Yes, and improving horses, getting good at the right time.
Because when you beat Mandela, man, when Mandela beats Baffert with three key horses in a big stakes race, you've done something.
All right. No question about it.
All right, now let's get started with Sloppy Aqueduct.
Okay, Ralph, first of our two radio plays comes in the seventh race today. It's a mile on the main track, and I like the number four horse in here, Liberty Central. This is a three-year-old colt from the Paddy Quick Barn. Jose Gomez aboard to ride. This is an improving horse, getting better with each start. Last time out, he went a distance, a mile and eighth, I should say, at Saratoga. Mm-hmm. Cuts back to a mile today where he's run well in the past. He also goes back on Lasix today, and he likes a wet track. Number four, Liberty Central, 4-1 on the morning line, wins today's seventh race out at Belmont at the Big A.
All right, Big A, seventh race, the four, Liberty Central, and don't blink because the next race will be the ninth. So seventh race, the four horse, Liberty Central, the four in the seventh at Belmont at Aqueduct. By the way, Jonathan Ardoon has full sheets for Belmont and Santa Anita today. And yeah, he did the Miss Grillo, but you can keep that for next week, I guess. Where are we going? Are we going to Santa Anita next?
Yeah, we're going to look at the fifth race today, Ralph. And not often that I'll give out a two-year-old race on the radio, but I really like a horse in here. I like the number eight horse, Charms Away. This is a two-year-old colt from the Louis Menendez barn. I love the fact that Juan Hernandez takes the mount. This horse is listed at 8-1 on the morning line. He's got some sneaky good races, and I think he's going to really run a big one today. He's drawn outside. Again, generous 8-1 on the morning line. I like number eight, Charms Away, to graduate and win today's fifth race out at Santa Anita.
All right. The anchor race in the early pick five and early pick four for two-year-olds. The eight, Charms Away, Juan Hernandez aboard. The fifth race, number eight, is Jonathan Hardoon's play. And again, he's got sheets. You got sheets for Santa Anita, Belmont, Aqueduct. Any others?
Churchill.
Churchill.
Closing
down.
Day.
Closing day, Churchill.
Go.
Mandatory payoff at Churchill. Got to have it. All right.
Correct.
Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Thanks for your input all week, and we will talk to you. And thanks for that. Thanks for that nice winner at Santa Anita. That one of the great rides by Mike Smith coming down the rail on that horse too. That was a great ride too. All right.
We didn't get the $8 we were supposed to when they left the gate, but we'll take a winner.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that was a big push, wasn't it? Hmm.
It's a Saturday at a major racetrack in the country. You know how much money it took to do that, Ralph?
Yeah.
The CAW's getting totally out of control, but that's a story for another day, and we'll talk about
that. That might be a story for Wednesday Soapbox. How about that?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jonathan, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Thanks, Ralph.
Rolling along on this Sunday show for the Sunday Race Day show here in Las Vegas. We'll be right back with Rich Eng. I'll bet you he's got a thought about an NFL game, too. Don't go away.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered.
Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Okay, back on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. Time to go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Richie, I could tell you, last night I was watching the game between Florida State and SMU, and it looked like that SMU was going to win the game all throughout the game. But laying 6 points, you always had this weird feeling that with all the turnovers and the flags and all that, that Florida State may get close enough, especially when they had that safety that gave them 9 points, an unusual points there, a total of nine with the two, that the 6 points they might cover, and then the bottom fell out in the last minutes of the third quarter and the fourth quarter. Got SMU the win easy.
Yeah, SMU never trailed in the game, Ralph, so you know, I know what you're talking about, but one of the handicapping angles was the quarterback for Florida State is quite frankly terrible, and his pick six sealed the game in the second half, and SMU just won off by four touchdowns. So it's nice to win a game easy instead of having to sweat.
Well, what do we got in the NFL before I get a pick from you? What do we get in the NFL today?
Yeah, real quick, if any of your listeners out there saw the Alabama-Georgia game, you talk about a phenomenal football game, an instant classic. I'm pretty sure both of those teams are going to make the playoffs, but they were that was a back-and-forth, fun football game.
Oh, it sure was.
As far as a pick for today, Ralph, in the National Football League, I like the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're a two-point favorite at Indianapolis. And one of the angles here for me is the fact that the Colts' run defense is, quite frankly, horrendous. They gave up 250 yards rushing to the Houston Texans 2 weeks ago. I know they did stuff the Chicago Bears last week for about 60 yards, but the Bears just can't run on anybody. I think the Steelers are going to have a lot of success running the football, and they've been playing great defense. They have maybe the best defense in the NFL, Steelers minus two.
All right, small number to lay on the road, the Pittsburgh Steelers minus two at Indianapolis today. And now we'll turn our attentions to horse racing. As everybody knows, you do the Southern California sheet every day at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Today you got a full sheet for Santa Anita handicapping sheet. Any quick thoughts about what happened yesterday in any of the races?
Well, on the radio show, I gave out Newgate and the California Crown, Ralph, and I was ready to kick the dog after that stretch run because 10-1, I got beat by 6 inches, two noses, and the horse ran his eyeballs out, and it was a good betting angle. And I tell you what, if every horse I gave out on the show runs like that, I'll win my share.
Not even a question about that. It was a very exciting first edition of the California Crown. All right, let's go to today and win a photo. How about that?
Yeah, let's go to another stakes race at Santa Anita. Race number seven is the Zenyatta, grade two. It's only a six-horse field, but I tell you what, I like the second longest price on the board, the number five-horse Desert Dawn, 8-1. I get Umberto Rispoli riding for me. This horse ran in the Zenyatta last year and ran second to a filly called Adair Manor, who, and there's nobody in this race who looks like Adair Manor, Al. If I can get 8-1, I'm going to give this one a shot to upset the number five, Desert Dawn, race seven.
All right, seventh race, the Zenyatta. Seventh race on the card, number five, Desert Dawn, 8-1 with Umberto Rispoli. Let's see if he can get better than second place from last year to a first place today in the Zenyatta. Seventh race, the five horses, Richie's pick at Santa Anita. Don't forget, full sheet of Richie's selections for today at San Anita right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. So we got a little bit of horse racing and football today. Just another great Sunday at this time of the year. Thanks a lot, Richie. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're going to wrap it up with John and Jerry, so don't go away. We still got those two left before we hang it up for the weekend.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Southern California. John Lindo, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Well, did you enjoy the concert?
I didn't go. I stayed at the home base here and kind of watched everything from the central office here in the loft.
Well, I got to tell you, I was at home too, but they managed to put that concert over the closed circuit television, and I could tell you it was something unusual on a big day of racing at the racetrack. But nevertheless, the real stars were on the racetrack as far as the horses were concerned. It was good competitive racing, and the California Crown came down to a fabulous driving finish.
Yeah, three-horse photo. Disappointing effort by Muth. He was through pretty early, yeah. So they'll have to regroup with him. I hear National Treasure will go in the Breeders' Cup Mile, and I think Subsanador and Newgate are both planning to go to the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Oh, that's fantastic, and I guess all the horses came out okay. Kind of disappointing to see Doorknock get a bone bruise and has been retired, huh?
Yeah, that kind of came out of left field. But, you know, those bone bruises are tricky because you don't know how long it takes to heal. And with the stud deal in place at Spencer Farm for next year, they're just doing what's best for the horse, and we can't argue that.
No, absolutely. That is absolutely for sure. Well, all I can say is anything besides the California Crown, I got to tell you, Mike Smith, what a masterful rides on both that and the previous race. It was great to watch him ride yesterday.
Mikey was spectacular yesterday. You know, he has a reputation for kind of being off the fence these days, and here he is scooting up, no opening on the rail on first piece, and he got through there, and between horses, Subsanador, and when he hit the front, he started waiting, but Mike was ready for it. He got down on his belly and made that horse get to the wire first. Good for him. Great to see him ride some big races and win some big races, too.
John, a thought about the Oklahoma Derby with the Southern California influence there.
You know, Indispensable's got some speed. I think EJ won the Cup and shown he's kind of a road warrior. He kind of goes around the country and picks up a lot of big checks against other size fields. You got Mike down there. He's hot.
Yep.
I think EJ won the Cup is the horse they have to beat.
All righty. Well, we got some another great racing card today at Santa Anita. 10 races on tap, a couple of stakes races, the Zenyatta and the Sprint Championship. Any thoughts about those races before we get a pick from you?
Well, the Sprint Championship looks like a two-horse race. For All Mankind from John Sadler. Tried dirt for the first time at Del Mar, and he absolutely exploded. Mm-hmm. He's drawn outside. He's the speed. Yeah. You got Fort Bragg coming back for Bradford, drew the rail. He's a nice horse. I think it's one of those two in there. As far as the Zenyatta goes, kind of a mixed bag of horses. But I tell you, the one horse working really, really well is the number one, Alpha Bella, also for John Sadler. So trainer John Sadler might have a big day today at Santa Anita.
All right. Let's get a big day for John Lindo and the Lindo Report. Of course, you got selections in every race, a suggested late pick four, even a coast-to-coast suggested pick five today from Santa Anita Gulfstream. and all the goody information. All that, a comprehensive Lindo report available right now in only one place here in the gaming capital. That's here at the South Point in the Racebook, free of charge, complimentary, because they love horse players. John, a pick.
Race number 6, a wide-open turf sprint at Santa Anita. Number 11, My Summer Dream, came off the layoff at Del Mar and looked like a different horse. He absolutely exploded home. A little drop off that win is a little interesting, but this is a barn, the Jeff Mullins barn. They're just going to spot them where they can win. He doesn't use Juan Hernandez too often. Hernandez sticks with this horse. Ought to work out some kind of stocking trip. If he can get avoid getting caught really wide here at 6-1, there's a lot of value for number 11. My Summer Dream, race number 6, Santa Anita.
Sixth race number E11, a lucky number here in Vegas. We're going to make it a lucky number as well on the show in the sixth race, the 11. John Lindo's pick, and of course the rest of the Lindo Report right now, right here at the South Point. Hey, thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Sounds good. Good luck today.
All right, let's go to Jerry Jackowitz. Jerry, standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. I'd like to start off by saying I come on at 9:50. At 9:49 and 30 seconds, I was at the Aqueduct site, and they still didn't have the scratches up. So
okay, I do have. I do have the scratches for you, Jerry, so that's okay.
Yeah, but I'm not going to give you a play because I was giving you a play in the Miss Grillo, and Miss Grillo, I was told, was completely scratched. So.
Yeah, they took what they did is they postponed the Miss Grillo Stakes because it's the Breeders' Cup winning your in event, and they're going to run it next Sunday. As a result of taking that race out of the sequence, there will be no late pick 4, no late pick 5, and no pick 6 with a carryover. That moves to Thursday. So that's what we got to deal with. I got a
question for you. Is the 16 horse running in the ninth race?
It certainly is, and that's what I was looking at.
Okay, so we're going to be okay. We're going to have a play for you there.
Let's do it.
But I'm going to start at Santa Anita. I'm going to go backwards today.
Okay, let's go to Santa Anita.
Let's go to the first race. We have Santorina, the 2-horse. Just love this horse for Mark Glatt. And, you know, we're going 6 furlongs on the turf, and anybody can see this horse really improved going on the turf. And anybody can see this is a really good, hard-hitting horse. So let this colt like the turf a little bit in the nice inside post position. Let's take the 2 at 9-2. Play him over the 3, 7, 9, and 10. Do our reverses, but the 2, Santorina, in the first. Let's get off to a good start today.
1 o'clock post time, Pacific time. The first race, number 2, Santorina, with Antonio Freysou, who knows how to ride there at San Anita. That's for sure. The 2 over 3, 7, 9, and 10. 2 over 3, 7, 9, 10 in the first race on the turf at Santa Anita. The 2 is the key. And now we'll backtrack to Belmont at Aqueduct.
Okay, so now we'll go to the
ninth and five.
Ninth race at the Big A. This is strictly a win bet. It's not even, I don't even think it's a win place bet. Maybe a reverse wheel for very small. But I'm interested in the win money on Runnin' Ray, the 16 horse, which was my featured play, but I couldn't give it out because it was an AE and I didn't have scratches at 9:45, five minutes before the show.
Right. Okay, so the 16-horse Runnin' Ray is your play. By the way, out of 16 horses in the race, 11 of them are scratched.
Right.
So
right.
In this ninth race, the 16 Runnin' Ray will be a win bet from Jerry on the decimated field in the ninth race, the 16 in the ninth. Now, Jerry J's Power Pages.
I wish the secretary at the Aqueduct knew how to read a weather report.
Okay. And that's Jerry J's editorial comment for today. In any case, Jerry J's Power Pages, whatever's left at Belmont and Santa Anita, available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. And we know that Jerry is rooting for the Raiders, even though we have 3 key players out today. But we're still fans, right, Jerry?
Raiders!
All right. Do want to apologize to you on the show for cutting you off yesterday, but we do have computers that would have cut us off anyhow.
Forget it.
And we had no choice but to do that. But today you got plenty of time to tell everybody what you normally tell everybody on the closing of the show. And until Wednesday, go ahead and say it, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.